Okay, so let's begin. And discussing a little bit about Kislev and Chanukah. So I wrote some notes, some ideas I had, and hopefully it'll come out somewhat clear. I was thinking a lot about the Organas. The Organa is the hidden light, which of course is very relevant to Or Chanukah. And what that Organa is. So let's look in those. I'm not sure who has Bnei Yisachar, no one has Bnei Yisachar, but I'll read to you from the Bnei Yisachar because he is the safer to really start with, to understand the nature of each month. So those who want to look up afterwards, there's Kislev is huge. You know, so much to speak about here, but he writes in Maimer Beis, this is Maimer Beis Os Ches as follows. He says, Tiknu Lamed Vav Neros Keneged Ha'or Arishon Shishime Shel Adam Arishon Lamed Vav Shos. Medrash tells us that Adam Arishon, when he first came into the world, there were 36 hours in which he was privy to the 36 hours of the Organas. We'll get to what the Organas in just a second. And Kedarko, he brings a number of Ramazim, says the Haor Ki Tov is in the Pasuk. And every letter test in the Torah, there's Tagim, the little crowns. And each test has three crowns on them. But he brings down from the Sefer Okeach that the test in Kitov actually has four crowns. So he says there are really four tests. The Gemachev test is nine. So nine times four is 36. So he says there's a remez to ready the 36 hours in the Or Kitov. He explains that the Or Ganas is the 36 hours of the Or Ganas that Adam Rishon had was connected to the 36 candles of Neres Chanukah. So we need to understand what the Or Ganas is. We have to understand what the Or Ganas is to understand what Neres Chanukah is. And he says further that we know that the mitzvah Neres Chanukah itself comes from the Or Ganas. The menorah is a symbol of Torah, Chachma. So he writes further, I'm just going, jumping around doing pieces within Maimer Beis here. He jumps on later onto Yud Beis, he quotes from Rav Pinchas Karitzer, that the 36 Neros, you want to know what the Organas is? I don't want to be so harif here, because we are learning Hasidus. But, you know, when Ellie and I were discussing back way when, maybe January time, went to have the Shir, so we were very mocked by that it should be after Night Seder. We didn't want to learn during Night Seder because learning Chassidus, you know, at our level is something that is not supposed to replace Gemara. And if I were to ask any of you what an Organa is, would you be, you'd probably tell me it's referring to something mystical, something deep, something pneumious. And in the way I've been trained and the way hopefully you've been trained is the Chassidus is supposed to be something on top of the Gemara learning. To be successful, if you want to get to the levels of learning Pnimis and Chassidus, it has to come in a certain level of climbing the ladder of learning Gemara well, learning Nigla well. So even though you hear me speaking in these terms of Chassidus and Pnimis, it doesn't mean that a person should be fully engrossed in Lanias Daiti. There are stages. A person tastes it when they're younger, but you can't replace the Gemara at all. So despite the fact that everyone here probably thinks Organa is referring to the hidden area of Torah, but Pinchas Karitzer says the Lamed Vav Neros are connected to the Lamed Vav Masechtas of the Torah. The 36 Masechtas of Shas. You know, sometimes when people learn Chassidus, they think that it replaces the Gemara. But hopefully this is clear that it's not the case. It's only there to enhance it. And I'm not, there's something deep there. Trust me, there's something very, very deep to the world of Chassidus and Pnimius. But I want to make that point very clear because I heard some very disturbing events the past few weeks, which is why I wasn't sure if I should mention them, about people saying things how learning Chassidus and Pnimius is the only way. And it's not the case. People connect through it and some people don't connect through Chassidus. I didn't always connect through it. Now I do connect through it. But it cannot replace ever the Gemara and the ladder that one needs to climb. And a person could still climb and get very high and be a Gadol HaDor without even learning Chassidus as well. That also has to be clear. I've heard a crazy remark that happened last week, where someone said something completely out of line to a certain Rav, that since he lacks any Chassidus, he's not teaching over properly. And that's entirely incorrect. Some people connect through Chassidus, some people don't connect through Chassidus, but it's not the only way. So I want to talk about, through the eyes of the Bnei Yisachar and others, I'm going to bring a lot of Ramazan. Just because I'm bringing Ramazan doesn't mean that's the only thing we should learn. I'm bringing Ramazan to hopefully prove and show to you that what the Oregon is, that the Gemara is much deeper than we really perhaps appreciate at this stage in our life. So these 36 candles, these 36 masechtas, is the organas. And the reason why it's called the organas, the hidden light, is because the Yevanim, who wanted to be mevatel lechachmas haTorah, the chachmas haTorah is called or, and they are called choshech, Yavans compared to choshech. It says in the pasuk in the beginning of creation, v'haru taisa so vavohu, v'choshech al pnei tohom. And Toh is referring to Bavel. We'll get to Bavel in just a second. Vavo is referring to Madai, the second galus. Choshech is referring to Yavan. And al pnei tohom is referring to the fourth Malchus, Edom. V'choshech is Yavan. So Yavan tried pulling the curtain over everything that we represent. And the learning of Torah, learning of Gemara, learning of Masechtas is a way of bringing the organas, bringing the light. So the 36 Masechtas, the 36 Neiros Chanukah, the 36 hours that Adam Rishon appreciated the organas, the 36 hidden tzaddikim, is what brings about the organas from the darkness. That's why Kislev is called Kislev, the Bnei Yisachar points out, because Kislev stands for Kas Lamed Vav, the hidden Lamed Vav, the hidden 36 candles, the hidden 36 Masechtas of Shas. So there's a Gemara. There are a few Gemaras, but there is one Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet. And just note, nothing is coincidental on what Daf things fall out. Chav Dalet, of course, is the day before Chav Hei. We'll get back to the significance of Chav Dalet and Chav Hei in a few moments. But in Daf Chav Dalet of Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us, firstly, various differences between the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, Yushalmi, and Torah of Bavel. And the Gemara first compares it to that the Talmidim of Eretz Yisrael were Nochem Zelazah, they got along with each other. And they're compared to Kishem and Zayas, olive oil. And the Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel, who are Meruin, who were bitter to each other, didn't get along, were compared to Zayas. So that itself is hinting towards some connection to Hanukkah. There's the Zayas that's bitter, and then there's the Shemen that's inside, which is sweet, which is the organas that's hidden within the darkness. And then the Gemara says, quote the pasuk that appears both in Eicha and Tehillim, "B'machashakim hoshivani kemeisei olam." Machashakim is referring to the place of darkness. So what's the place of darkness? Says the Gemara, is there Tamud Shabavel. That Bavel is in a place of darkness. There's a few Gemaras throughout Shas that tell us that there were certain debates between the Tamidei Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael versus Tamidei Chachamim of Bavel. And they would accuse the Rabbanim from Bavel from being and saying things that were dark, which means they don't make sense, because they live in a place of chashucha, a place of darkness. Bavel was a place that Torah wasn't learned well. It was a place of choshech, the place of Yavan. So I know we mentioned before Bavel was a different word, but Yavan and choshech, Yavan and Bavel, at least generally speaking, is a place of choshech, a place of darkness. So the Gemaras after Gemaras that talk about how the people from Bavel were just dark and empty, and the learning wasn't good there. But yet, we all learn Talmud Bavli. We all learn Bavli over the Yushalmi. So why do we learn the Bavli of the Yushalmi if Bavli is referred to a place of darkness? And this is a part of a longer shir of how you see the development of Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael. But the answer the Netziv says is as follows. The Netziv talks about how the Lucha Shnios, the Medrash says Lucha Shnios is more mechuba than the Lucha Shishonos. Lucha Shishonos were handed down to Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch himself. It was Ksav Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote Lucha Shishonos. And yet the Medrash says that Lucha Shnios were more mechuba, were more respected, were more honorable than the first set of Luchos. Now, if I were to ask you which was a better Luchos, you would all tell me. I would hope you answered Luchos Rishonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed it down, Ksav Elokim. So how come the Medrash says that Luchos Shnios was more important or more respectable? And so the Netziv says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anything more than his children on earth to be Amel in the Torah. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He sat there and he chiseled away one by one, every letter, all 620 letters of the Luchos. And that to Kadosh Baruch Hu is more mechubad than what he wrote himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our amelus. He wants us to sit down and learn the Lam Devav Masechtos. Learn through the Oraganus. So says in the Tzid, that's why we learn the Bavli of the Yushalmi. Because the Bavli had no siyata deshmaya learning in Bavel. There was no, the Shechina was there, but the Shechina was hidden. Whenever you speak of Galus and Choshech, the Galus is, it's just hidden. Shechina is hidden. There's actually a nice remez. Bnei Yisachar writes, actually in last week's Parsha, it says, Vayel Charana. Vayeti Yaakov Miber Sheva Vayel Charana. He went to Charana. We know Charana means L'Charan. He went to Charan. But why does it say Charana? The hay at the end. So that's a grammar. The hay switches to the Lamed. But Nisachar says, still nonetheless, there must be a reason why the Torah chose Charana over L'Charan. And he says, because the Gematria of Charana is 263, which is the Gematria of Sagar, Samech Gimel Resh, closed off. Because Bnei Yisachar writes that Yaakov Avinu is going to a place of Galus, of Choshech. And when you go to a place of Galus, of Choshech, the Shechina is Saga, the Shechina is hidden. So in Bavel was a place of Choshech, so the Shechina was hidden. There's no Siyata Deshmaya, there's no Hashkacha Pratis in Liman Atar. Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand, had, what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Avira Da'ari Yisrael Machkim. Eretz Yisrael makes you wiser. Learning in Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael makes you smarter. Bavel didn't have that hashkacha. Says the Netziv, that's why he was more chaviv. Because in Bavel, they had nothing going for them. And yet they still learned. They were still amal b'torah. And they were still able to overcome all the challenges in Bavel, all the choshech in Bavel. Like Moshe Rabbeinu sitting chiseling away at the Lucha Shnios. That, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the best thing in the world. And for that reason, the Netziv explains, that's why we learn the Bavli over the Yishalmi. Because it represents the Amelus V'Torah. Because Bavel was a place of Choshech, and we brought about the Organus. We brought the light, which is now the Talmud Bavli, which is the 36 Masechtas that we have of the Bavli. Now, it's no coincidence, then, that the Gematria Bavli is 44, and 36 candles plus the 8 Shamashes, that's 44. So Bavli represents all the candles that are lit throughout the Neres, throughout the days of Hanukkah. Because the learning Talmud Bavli is the organus of Ner Hanukkah. I'm sure everyone here learns Gemara, but I just want to just bring a few remozim here of the godless of learning Gemara. The Gematria of Gemara is Eitz Chaim Hi. Because the Gemara is our life source. That's what gives us the Chiyas. That's what gave them Chiyas in Bavel. The Rashi Tevos of Gemara, Gimel Mem Resh Alf, stands for Gavriel, Michal, Rafael, Uriel, the four angels. That whenever we're learning, we're surrounded by the four malachim. And the Gemara, the Gematria of Gemara plus the four letters is 248, which is Ramach Evarim. That when we immerse ourselves in Gemara, our entire body is immersed in the world of Gemara. And one more remez, if you take the Gematria of Gemara plus six Sidrei Mishnah, six, you get the Gematria of Ner. Because learning Talmud Bavli is bringing the Ner Chanukah, the Organas that's hidden in the Choshech of Bavel. So that's why the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chavdal tells us that in Eretz Yisrael they compare it to Shemen Zayas because they had the Avira D'Arisa Machim, the Siyata D'Shmaya was there. But in Bavel, on the outside, it was a Zayas, it was a bitter place, it was a dark place. But when you're able to break through, we spoke about last month, Mar Cheshvan, there's also a bitter month. When you're able to break through the Meriris, the bitterness of learning, the darkness of the Gullus, then inside that bitter Zayas is Shemen Zayas, which lights the Neres Chanukah. Zayas is saying Gematria is Teva. I mean, something's hidden inside the Teva. Noach was in a Teva. So Noach stands for Ner Chanukah, Nun Ches. Because inside the Zayas, inside the Teva, there's a Ner Chanukah, there's a Shemen Zayas. But the only way you break through to get that Ner is when you learning the Gemara. Learning these 36 Masechtas brings you to that 36 days, 36 hours of the Organus. Now, once a person is able to realize the importance of Limud HaTorah, so now, out of the 20 of you that are here, how many of you are going to go on to teach? Maybe 2, 3, just guessing by numbers. Most of you are going to go out to work, have a profession, make some money, support a family. So, but once you have that basis of learning in yeshiva, and then when you go on to continue learning when you're in the real world, let's say, so then everything you're going to encounter is a completely different perspective now. There's a strange thing that Yavon, what was Yavon? What did they represent? They represented a nation that cared only about the externals, how you looked, that which was pretty handsome, how the physique was, how the body looked, how the intellect was. But if you look at the halachas of Neres Chanukah, the same thing. We're also about the beauty. This is the only time we have in all of halacha that is mahajim and a mahajim. So what makes our beauty of our Neres Chanukah better than the beauty that they cared for? The Gemara calls Yavan is the Yafes Sheba Yefes. It came from Yefes. Yefes is the Europe. And the most beautiful place of Europe is Greece, Yavan. So we're also about beauty. We want to have more candles, have a beautiful menorah. Yiddishkeit's all about externals, how we dress. The special clothing we wear on Shabbos. Special clothing we wear on Yontif, on Yom Kippur. So we also care about the externalities. What makes us different than Yavan? And the answer is that because we have the Torah. With Limud HaTorah, you could go to work just like a goy could go to work. But your perspective in life is completely different when you have Limud HaTorah. You could have the same nice suit as the goy. But the kavanas, the intentions, your perspective on wearing that suit is very different than what they wear the suit. You wear the suit to look respectable, to look like a put-together individual who represents Am Yisrael. And they wear a suit to look good for their friend. So one of the things that the Yevarim told us to do, Chazal tell us that we had to write Kisru Lachem al Keren HaShur, that we had to write on the horn and ashore, Ein Lachem Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. That we have no chelek in the God of Israel. It's a very strange thing. And Bnei Sashka has a whole shikul, I'm not going to go through his own understanding of this. But Ein Lachem Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael means that they're trying to get to us that we're the same. They're trying to have us learn Greek and philosophy and not learn to Chachmas HaTorah. Ein Lachem Chelek B'Yisrael meant that your God, your religion meant nothing. You and I are just the same. And our point was to say the complete opposite. That we could do the same thing as you, as the Yevanim, but we have God. the element of God changes everything around. We can have the same hither as you do, but with the element God, it changes everything around. So that's why the pasuk says, "Bechor Shur Hadar Lo." Bechor Shur, it's a reference to Yosef Tzadik, and he was Indian of going out to the world of Greek. But Bechor Shur Hadar Lo, the Lashon Hidr. Yes, Yefes and Yavin all represented Hidr and the externalities of how things look so pretty and beautiful. But Hadar Lo, how we make things that are Hidr, is with the Lo, Lamed Vav. Which is the Lamed Vav Masechtas, Lamed Vav hours of the Organas. We can have the same exact Hidr as they do, but we need to have that, the nucleus, to be learning Shas. Now, Rabbi Nachman, those who learn Rabbi Nachman, talks about the daily schedule a person should have. And he says that a person should learn through Shas. He goes, a person should run through Shas and run through Gan Eden. So even if you don't understand it, just run through quickly. You know, a person once, many years ago, before I was so into Hasidus, a person once quoted a statement from Rabbi Nachman. I yelled at him, I said, that's a Gemara. It's not Rabbi Nachman Torah. But now I'm understanding each Torah in Hasidus and Rabbi Nachman, it's all found in the Gemara. Everything you find in Sefer Hasidus, even in Sefer Kabbalah, it's all found in the Gemara. It's all hidden in the Gemara. And so the Gemara tells us about that. The Gemara of the Zohar Daf Yud Zayin, that a person, the Olam, Yigros Adam, a person should always learn and learn, go, Garis means to do Berkiyas, even if he doesn't understand what he's doing. So what does it mean to run through Shas, to run through the Lamed Vav Masechtas? So a few weeks ago, a guy called me up from Boca who wanted to ask some advice about, he wanted to take on the path of learning through Shas in a quick pace, and he asked me some advice. And I said to him that running through Shas for me, and what I advise others as well, whatever pace a person goes at, is not to just run through Shas, just to say I went through Shas. I only try to learn through Gemara to help benefit my Iyun, help benefit my Halacha learning. Because the more you see, the greater it is for you, or the easier it is for you to pask in Shilas, to understand Sugyas. You're learning a Sugya in Maseches Ksubas. You happen to see Gemara Nazir, and you wouldn't have known that Gemara, but now that you saw it recently, because you go through it so fast, then it helps your Iyun learn. But when a person learns Gemara, and Rizal talks about how learning Gemara itself affects a person's neshama. And when you have that basis of Liban Torah, then you could have the most physical things in the world, the most Greek things in the world, and that'll be Mahajim. That'll be Mahajim and Mahajim. I'm giving a series of shirim in the shul on Sunday mornings about the working Jew. And each week I bring one or two sources, different topics, but always a one start or end with a piece that describes how when a person works in the world, it's not a b'di'evet when you go to get a job. You're building a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu built a Gan Eden, and now he's letting you build a Gan Eden. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man, Adam. So a person has children, he's emulating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The most physical things in the world is emulating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's all hidden. That's all the world of Golas and Choshech. We don't realize that. But when you have the foundation of Liman HaTorah, foundation of Yeshiva and Gemara, then you could go back and say, Bechor Shor Hadar Lo. That hidder, that which seems to be very physical and beautiful, is the prettiest thing in the world. Because you have we all have a Chelek B'Kei Yisrael. But you need that foundation, not only when you're in Yeshiva, but when you go out to work as well. Rabbi Nachman writes in Torah Lamed Gimel, just quoted this on Sunday, that a person sometimes when he goes out to work, he feels like he's a lo yutzlach. He couldn't make it in yeshiva. He's busy dealing with the goyim and the workforce. It's a terrible place to be. He says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in every corner of the earth, no matter how dark it might be. Even in a place like Bavel, which was called a place Kimei Se'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well. You have to just find him. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there, there can't be any life source. Nothing could exist. There couldn't be Parnasa with a non-Jew unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. So he quotes to Yushalmi that says, if someone asks you, where's Hashem? So we would all answer, either up there or he's all over the place. And Yushalmi says, no, go take a look at the Krach Gadol of Rome. In the big metropolis, the big city in Rome, look there, you'll find God there. I would have thought maybe you're going to pick a place, Yushalayim, the Beis Medrash, Rome. And the word is that even in the darkest place in the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. You have to just find them. So not all of you are going to be zocha to be learning. It's not even it's not a zechus. Some of you are going to be zocha to work. That's a zechus to work. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu tapped you that you're going to work and you're going to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the places, the offices, the place that you go. But it could only happen if you have that organis hidden within you, because you can't bring about light in the darkness. The city's a dark place. The yeshiva, it's lit up. But it's easy to find the or when you're in Beis Medrash. The organis is lit up. It's full of masechtas along the shelves. You can't find the organis when you go to work, when you go to the city, unless you're learning the organis. Unless you start your day off and finish your day off and spend the middle of the day learning the organis, then you're going to bring the light. And the organis is the lamed vav masechtas of Shas. So this Indian of learning Torah is a kol kol Yaakov, the voice, the sound of Yaakov Avinu versus the hayadayim b'day Esav, the hands of Esav. Esav was very physical. Esav's hands was about fighting and mechama and hunting. Yaakov is a limud haTorah. We, the b'nei Yaakov, b'nei Esav, we have to learn a kol kol Yaakov. So let me ask you a question. The Mishnah Avos tells us, Emor ma'at v'asei harbe. Say little and do a lot. Say little and do a lot. That sounds more like Esav than like Yaakov. Yaakov's a kol kol Yaakov. He's sit and learn and be the base medrash and daven tefillah. But Emor ma'at, no, don't speak so much. Vasei Harber, that's Esav. So why is the mission of us telling us to be like Esav? And more ma'at Vasei Harber. Moreover, we found in this week's parasha of Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu is forced to fight hand to hand with the Saro Shel Esav. Yaakov was not a fighter; he was a Koko Yaakov. Now suddenly he's tangled with the angel of Esav, fighting hand to hand combat. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is forcing him to use the hands of Esav. And the answer is that Hakol Kol Yaakov V'Yadayim De'Esav is the same thing, that Yaakov Avinu, all of us around the table have Yadayim De'Esav, we have hands of Esav, meaning we're going to go work, we have to do something physical. But the difference between what we do and what Esav does, Esav just is Yadayim De'Esav, that's all he is. But we're the entire pasuk, we're Hakol Kol Yaakov, and with that voice of davening and learning, then we can also do Hayidayim De'esav. We're able to bring that organas even in the place of work. Even in that which is very dark. You have to have a kol kol Yaakov, and then once you have that foundation, you could go into Hayidayim De'esav as well. And there's a remnant to this, I believe. It says, V'techeena, that his eyes got dark when Yitzchak Avinu's eyes got dark and dim. He couldn't see anymore. He became blind because of Esav's of Avodah Zarah. So even though he was blind, there was a certain aura, a certain vision he's able to see. If you look at the words V'techehena, the outer letters are Vav and a Yud Nun. The first letters are Vav, the last letters are Yud Nun, that's Yavan. Yavan's on the outside, that's the Choshech on the outside. But in the center, when you break off that Choshech, you have the letters Chafei right in the center. Chafei Kislev, and there's a Taf as well. Taf represents Torah and Tefillah. You could break through that darkness of Yavon and Choshech and Bavel if you have the Torah and Tefillah. The Koach of the Chaf He, which we'll explain in just a second, the Koach of Torah and Tefillah, you could break through any darkness. You could be Akol Kol Yaakov V'Yadayim De'Esav. So what's this Chaf He? That's 25. So famously, there Maharal tells us that the number 7 is Teva, and the number 8 is Lamal Minat Teva. Chanukah is 8 days long. Chashmonayim, the Ches of Chashmonayim is Ches. Shmonayim is also from the number 8. Shemin is Shmona. So everything about Chanukah is 8. It's Lamal Minat Teva. But there's also another Teva, which is 24. Now, the 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So 24 is to 7. That's 25 is to 8. Right, 25 is one above 24. So that's also Lamal Minat Teva. So Chaf Hei represents Lamal Minat Teva. Everything in Torah, we have place, people, and time. For example, Yom Kippur is a day, Kohen Gadol is a person, and Kodesh Kodashim is a place. They all go together. It's the highest place of Kedusha. Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, Kodesh Kodashim. So every single Zman has a person or a group of people who are connected to it in a certain place. So Chanukah is a Zman. We're talking about Chanukah now. Chanukah took place on Chaf Hei Kislev. That's Chaf Hei. It's above Teva L'mal Min HaZman. Who are the people? Who corresponds to Chanukah? The Kohanim. They're the people of Chanukah. They're the Chashmonaim. Kohanim, of course, start with the letter Chaf Hei as well. And when given the commandment in Parsha Naso of Birchas Kohanim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kosev Aruch Hu, Chaf Hei. So it's Chaf Hei Kislev by the Kohanim through the Koach of Chaf Hei. Now what's the place? Where did Chanukah take place? In Har Bayis. That was the event of the menorah and finding of the Shemen. So Har Bayis is referred to by Avram Avinu, by the Akedah. He says, V'nelch Adko. Chaf Hei is Adko. So we see that the Zman is Chaf Hei Kislev, the Mokum is Chaf Hei, and the people are Chaf Hei Kohanim, Kosev Aruch Hu. Because Chaf Hei is the Malam and Azman. It's the Malam and Ateva. Which is why the Gemara Sanhedrin spoke about Bavel being a place of Zayis was on Daf Chav Dalad, because that was before when Bavel was still a place of darkness. But when you create their organas and you go to Malam and Ateva, so you get to a Chaf Hei. So this is really how Kol Kol Yaakov, Yidayim De Esav, that through the Kol Kol Yaakov, you're able to, Vatechena, to that darkness, to bring about the Organus. And even Yidayim De Esav, you could even turn that into something that's full of light. So that's why it's a very strange thing that Birchas Kohanim, right, they use their kol to give a bracha, but what do they do with their hands? And you see it's kapayim, they put their hands out. Which represents the idea of a Kol Kol Yaakov, the Yadayim the Esav, that the hands is connecting, that even the Yadayim, even the hands of Esav could also be full of Kedusha, as long as it's with a Kol Kol Yaakov. So there's a wild gematria right now. HaKol Kol Yaakov, Yadayim the Esav, spelling the Kol, both Kols with a Vav. And the Pasuk 1's missing a Vav, but including it in Malay. HaKol Kol Yaakov Eidayim De Esav plus Chaf Hei equals Emor Ma'at V'Ase Harbe. That when a person has that Kol Kol Yaakov as a nucleus for his life of Torah and Tefillah, so then Emor Ma'at, say a little bit, and then all your Ase Harbe, all your Eidayim De Esav are all going to be full of organas as well. And the only way you get there is through the Amelis B'Torah. It's the only way. We're not talking about deep Torahs here. I mean, this is deep, but the message is about Limudat Torah. You know, sometimes I feel that, you know, we see certain Rebbeim or Magid Eshir who's saying fancy Torahs, and Gematria, we want to do the same thing. But that takes so many years to get to that point. It has to be with the incredible effort that one puts, the melech one puts into learning. Because once you learn all of Shas and know it well, it's all here. I mean, you look back at the Torah of Rabbi Nachman, you look back at the Bnei Saskar, it's all here in the Gemara. So when you learn through, you have a certain perspective, and you're zochah to learn at a higher level after that point, you're able to learn a different angle of things. So the Shla writes, I'm going over and it's on clock here. The Shla writes that in Hanukkah there's a big inyan of giving tzedakah. To give with your hands, extend your hands out to the ani. In addition to the Ner Hanukkah is obvious, that's a given. The light, Ner Hanukkah is the organas, that's the Torah, that's the Kol Kol Yaakov. But the Shla says you also have to do up Yadayim Yadayesif, you have to give tzedakah as well. And he says there's a remez. Everyone points out that the kaf yirecho, in this week's parsha, Yaakov's kaf yirecho is injured. The kaf is really a pach, and the pach shemen. There's reference to the pach shemen of Ner Chanukah that was hidden. So the Shla says that kaf yirecho also reference the kaf of the hands, that yadayim de Esav. And Yavon came and flipped the kaf around to a pach. They messed it up. And we have to bring it back to a kaf, to the hands. So that's why he explains you have to dafka give tzedakah on Chanukah by putting your kaf out. Because it's hakol kol Yaakov yadayim de Esav. And that's why we call it Nisiyas Kapayim. Because the Kohen puts their kaf out, spreads their hand, the kaf. It's the kaf of tzedakah, the kaf of giving a bracha. It's really about melding these two together of the kol kol Yaakov and the yadayim de Esav. And that's why we bring it back now to what Yevarim told us. We have to write on the Keren Shore. Ein lam chelek b'lokei Yisrael. On the Keren Shore dafka. And we said, b'chor shor hadar lo, that no, we could have a shore and we could have hiddur in the shore as long as there's that low lamed vav. As long as we have that nucleus of lamed vav, mesechtos of learning Torah. So we have to balance between, again, the world of the Kol of Yaakov, the world of Yadayim de Esav, and bridge them together. So take the Gematria, finish with this. Take the Gematria of Ner, which is 250. That's the Ner, that's the Kol Kol Yaakov, that's the Organus. Plus Pach and Kaf, which is the hands. It's 100. So 250 plus 100. Again, Ner plus Kaf equals Keren. 350. The Keren of the Shore. That Keren of the Shore represents something that's continuous. The Bnei Saskar writes that this Gematria of Keren also, he says, the Gematria of Yimloch Lilam Vaed. That the only way to live eternally, the only way to live forever in a successful way in Yiddishkeit is to balance between that Ner and the Kaf. Between that Kol Kol Yaakov and Yadayim de Esav. And only through that are we really able to appreciate the Organos. And therefore we should be Zocha in each of our lives, whether we stay in Yeshiva and we stay to teach or we go out to work, to find the Shechina wherever it's hidden. Because that Shechina is Sagra, that Shechina is closed off in the world of Galus. And to bring about the Organus, to bring about that light, reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence wherever it goes. And through that we should be Zocha to the Organus. It shouldn't last for only 36 hours. It should last for Yimloch Lilam Ved, forever and ever. We should be Zocha to the Gula Shlema Bamita Smeir Amenu. Amen V'Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.